Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I like when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Worn from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, rhythm in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
All righty, and it's Warrior Wednesdays on the Shelly Nunchuck Show. Woohoo! Now, before I go any further, I want to test to make sure everything is okay here. Okay, usually have my volume off, but let me check to make sure I am live on the air. Okay, let's see. I'm going to test to see if it's working. Okay, check, 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 check. Playing? Are we playing out? Is it playing? Hello, check, check. I guess it is playing. Okay, just wanted to check it there. All right. All right. I am tired. I had a hell of a day today. Hell of a day, but thank God it's over with. Here, I got my little true furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, a little Rocky Balboa. They were a little bit crazy earlier, but now they're all calmed down. Good boy. I go night-night soon. Get straight to the promos, and I just want to tell you, I'm so, so wicked pumped. This weekend, Fast and the Furious 7, I'm so pumped. Yes, yes, going to see it Saturday. I am so pumped. I can't wait. I'm kind of overtired right now, so if my energy seems a little down, it is up, but I'm just totally exhausted right now, but I'm so pumped. So freaking pumped for Saturday. I cannot wait. I'm just so excited. I've been watching the whole series. You know, I've never missed it in the theater. I saw every single, you know, part in the theater. Loved it. I'm just excited about stuff like that, the adrenaline. And speaking of adrenaline, what has got up your butt? Did you put Nas up your butt? Is that what you're doing? What are you doing? Hey, he's all wet. Did you? You dirty little rat. Cut that out. You'll be good. Trying to talk live on the air, and I get a rat cat all soaking wet. He jumped in the gosh darn shower. Well, he can't be that much of a dirty rat. What are you doing? Don't you swing on those curtains. Don't you dare. He used to swing on the curtains for the longest time, since he was like a kitten. Well, he still is kind of kitten. But to get straight to the promos, I'm going to bring this up. The first one is the Sarah Joy Foundation. And if you actually go there, you can look up the Sarah Joy Foundation on Facebook. So I'm bringing up the description, going straight to that for the page info, and bringing this up. Okay. The Sarah Joy Foundation is a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah in her last year did more traveling and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It is amazing what a day at a spa could do, or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, and the flowers in the spring. We will be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. And if you can look up on Facebook, any donations will be greatly appreciated. Now, this other one that I'm going to promote here, let's see if I'm going to have, I'm just going to bring up the right picture because I actually posted it on my Facebook page. Hollywood, I'm one of the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. I'm one of the board members, and I've been trying to raise money for a new museum. And just to explain what it is about the museum, hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television, featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Kinnick, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Mandel, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Man's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection had taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home. People, this is homeless. Homeless, can you hear that? It needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stunt Men's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West, W-E-S-T, Kane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. His email address is johnhagner@hotmail.com, J-O-H-N-H-A-G-N-E-R @hotmail.com. For more additional information, go to Facebook and click and phone for stars, the artists of the stars, and the stunt stars and legends. If anybody wants to go check that out, feel free to. Any donation would be greatly, greatly appreciated. And to move on with, once again, I'm so excited. I don't know who else is actually, what is this? What does this say? Okay, Matt posted something to my Facebook page. Oh, what is this? Oh, it looks like a game. It looks like Donnie Yen. What is this? Donnie Yen is kicking. What is this? Must watch. If you're a fan of Bruce Lee and Donnie Yen, man, this is an animated short film. It's definitely a watch. What the? Trying to see what this is. I can't play the stuff that's on it, but someone posted it to my thing here. That's Donnie, and he's actually fighting. I guess it's an animated short. Oh, my gosh. It really looks like Donnie. It's amazing what people could do with animation. Oh my God, this is sick. This is just crazy. Wow. This is sick. Watching it while I'm on the air. Live. Wow. This thing, I'll have to... It's showing Donnie. I wonder if he's going to show Bruce Lee coming in. Yeah. It's actually right now showing that's Bruce Lee coming in. Oh, my God. Crap. Wow. Wow. This is utterly amazing with the muscles and stuff on here. This is crazy. And it's showing Donnie Yen and Bruce Lee facing off. It looks just like a video game, but it's so amazing, the detail, even the muscles, the muscle tone, and the way that Bruce is going back and forth and Donnie's fighting him, but oh my gosh, looks like, I'm like, you know, you really can't say who would actually win in a fight, because really, seriously, I mean, maybe the way that they have it, they're both at the prime of their lives here. And as you know, as you all know, Donnie Yen is playing in a film with Mike Tyson. Can you believe that? Mike Tyson is going to be, I know, going up against Donnie Yen in 3. So I'm watching this video here. I'll have to, like, I'm putting it on pause. But, yeah, that video looks really, really cool. And I'll have to watch it when I can put the music on. But I'm so psyched. I'm so wicked psyched for the Fast and the Furious 7. Oh, my gosh. I just cannot wait. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, but I have to finish watching this. There's like 50 seconds left or something. Oh gosh. I don't know. See, if they were both at the same age, because Donnie's really good. I honestly couldn't say. So Donnie had kicked up and Bruce Lee kind of like disappeared. So I wonder what the heck that really meant. I guess it was something. Oh, it's a dedication. Yeah, really sweet. Really, really sweet. So the film is dedicated to Bruce Lee and Donnie Yen. Really kind of cool. That was really, really cool. Oh, man. That's just really an awesome short animated film. So, yeah. I'm so pumped, people. I got to tell you, I cannot wait for Saturday. Fast and the Furious. It's just like, it's just one of those things that you're thinking of where I'm going to be crying my eyes out, just bawling my eyes out, because it's like, you know, Paul Walker, they all did become family, even off the set. So I'm going to bring some tissues with me. I know it's an action film, but it's just going to have so much of emotion and how they carried on with the film. And, you know, it's like, it's kind of reminding me, I mean, it was different little incident, but, you know, years ago when they carried on the film The Crow after Brandon Lee had passed away and people had to step in and kind of finish that film, which, you know, made history. And also in this film, you know, Paul Walker's brothers had stepped in to help finish it. So I am looking forward to this, and I'm so glad that they did finish the film. They didn't let anything stop them. And, you know, it's going to be very bittersweet when I watch the film, and I know I'm going to be tearing my eyes out here. So I went through all the promos and everything. So let's see. I thought I just had a caller in queue. Let's see. Okay. All right. Let's see. I thought there was a caller in queue. Maybe I just missed it. So whoever that was, if you want to call back, the number once again is 347-989-1473. 347-989-1473. Okay. Put this up here. Okay. All right. Let's see. I want to play a song. Let's see. I'm going to play All My Time by Kevin Tejon, and I'll be back. Love. okay, I'm trying to see. I don't think I can actually call out. Let's see. Oh, gosh. Let's see. Someone was calling in, and the call, it didn't go through. I was in the middle of talking and stuff. I was going to pick up the phone. So, sorry about that. So, if somebody wants to call back in, you're more than welcome to. It's going to be one of these nights. I'm so tired, but I'm so, like I said, I'm so freaking pumped. So pumped for Saturday. I mean, just to think about, you know, about how they had to carry on with the film. That's really, you know, that must have been really hard because, you know, if you really think about it, when someone passes away, you kind of, the normal thing is to mourn, right? And it's to think like with Paul Walker, you know, with what Vin Diesel had said, you know, it's, you're trying to mourn and then you see someone who's there that isn't Paul and you're trying to finish the film. That must have been really, really hard. And for anybody to do that, I think the whole cast and even the crew, you know, just to deal with that, to try to get this film done. So I'm giving much props to everybody that worked on the Fast and the Furious 7. So that's something I'm really definitely giving some props to. I wish I had some music from the Furious 7, but right now, for now, I can play some of the music here. And I'm trying to think what else I wanted to play here. So this is Cardiac featuring Laura Lee, Unbreakable, and I'll be back.
I'm unbreakable, can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the stars, the sunroof's open. Let it shine on me, let it rain on down. I'm on my way, you hear that sound.
Kristen on the track.
I'm unbreakable, can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the stars.
And we're back. And anybody that feels like calling in, if you got something you want to say about the new Furious Fast and Furious movie, it's 347-989-1473. You know what's really, really strange, besides me have to turn, I think I have to turn the heat on. It feels like it's getting cold. Cold, cold, cold. See, the good thing is I can actually move around better. The headset. Hi, Stinky Kitty. Stinky Kitty, little Rocky Balboa, my little Stinky Kitty. This is really great about the headset. Oh, boy. I'm going to be getting some more guests for the show. Definitely can count on that. What the heck? That was freezing. I'm going to have to put my little Snuggie on. That's what I'm going to have to do, put my Snuggie on. Just looking up some, I'm like, oh, I need to burp. That's what I feel like I need to do. Ugh. Man, that really would be nice if I did have a nice burp. Oh, boy. They just ate too fast. Seeing here, okay. I'm just looking up some stuff on the internet, see if there's something that was really good. See, looking up some Fast and the Furious. Let me see if Vin Diesel. Let's see, Furious 7. Let's see. If it's good, I'll read it. I'm not going to read any gossip stuff. It says right here. Fast and the Furious Unstoppable franchise stays in high gear. Just reading it out. Neither Vin Diesel nor producer Neil Moritz wanted a sequel to The Fast and the Furious, the 2001 film about a group of East Los Angeles street racers and the FBI agent Paul Walker who infiltrates the ring just wasn't that kind of film, according to Moritz. Now 14 years, 7 movies, a few restarts, and $2.4 billion later, Universal's homegrown Fast and Furious franchise has become one of the jewels of the studio. And cinema's most improbable series keeps getting bigger and faster, fueled by growing international interest with its diverse cast, keen self-awareness, postcard locals, and crazy stunts. Fast and the Furious has become the quintessential global franchise. And even larger sums of international currency lie ahead. Furious 7 is tracking to be the most successful installment yet, with the studio planning to make at least 3 more movies. The first film's $207 million worldwide gross made a sequel inevitable, even without Diesel, who still thought it was a mistake and was willing to walk away from Too Fast, Too Furious and 20-some million dollars to prove it. I felt like the surest way to rule yourself out of being a classic way is to sequelize, said Diesel. Then when director Justin Lin and screenwriter Chris Morgan stepped in for the third film, Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift, it seemed like a franchise killer. But in convincing Diesel to come back for a small cameo, the team concocted a crazy plan for 3 more films that would create an interconnected saga out of disparate storylines. The more simple title, Fast and Furious, was the turning point, recruiting the originals, including Diesel and Walker, with key members of Tokyo Drift, Lin, Morgan, Moritz, and Diesel, along with his millions of social media fans, followed that was perhaps the best film in the series. Fast 5, which added Dwayne Johnson to the cast and earned $630 million worldwide. Fast and the Furious 6 did even better, grossing a staggering $789 million. These films pushed the boundaries of traditional action movies' motifs and created a world unto itself, said Paul Darabedian, the senior analyst for box office firm Rentrak. Their international locals and diverse cast made them a truly global phenomenon. Director James Wan, who took the helm for the 7th film, believes that the Furious appeal has a lot to do with the characters and casting. People like this franchise because of the incredible stunts and crazy action set pieces, but I think ultimately it has longevity because of the characters. People love the characters. People love the action playing the characters. The actors playing the characters, blow up. See, I told you it was tight. Not only does the series boast one of the most racial cast in blockbuster history, the team is always looking at the evolution of the story with an eye of the international, from the savvy casting of talents like Indonesian actor Joe Taslim, Fast and Furious 6, and Thai martial artist Tony Jaa, Furious 7, to those travelogue location. It does help. I mean, if you read this here, it's so incredible. So incredible. Uh, Okay. I think I'm going to post that. Haha, let's see. So get ready. I just read. Fast and Furious. Films will be made. How it without Brian. Still, I am excited for and can't wait to see it. Just posting on my Facebook page as I'm talking. I'm so pumped. Let's see, where did I actually see that? Where was the thing that I just read? Three more films. Okay. Man, I would love to get on a set like that. What's this photo of the day? Just pulling this up. It says photos of the day. Where is this at? It says April 1st. But where is it at? Indonesia? Pryloclastic flows seen from North Sumatra, Indonesia. Oh my gosh. That does look like a volcano exploded. Wow. I wonder if a couple friends that I have over Indonesia is okay. Kano? What are you doing, little stinky cat? What are you doing? What is this? I'm just looking at these different photos that are taken off of Yahoo. I'm like, ooh, where is this at? Metamucil, what is that? I don't know what that is. That was probably part of a commercial they snuck in there. Oh, life-size chest? Yeah, looks like a life-size chest. I'm looking at some pictures off of Yahoo here. Who should I be playing next? Who did I play? Okay, how about If I Could Fly by Tony J, and I'll be back.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. Money, that's all I know. I'm blowing out, girl, cause I'm so fly. I know, oh, you don't know no one like me. It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like and now we taking off. Just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you I wanna be the kind of guy that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by,
if I could fly, I'd be be real with you if you want to see a star. I could be a Superman in the air. I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand. I will let you go almost anywhere if you want to go far. Cloud nine, only for the night. You look good and I want to make you mine. But about time, I got to catch a flight. I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up. Time's up. I guess you out of luck, girl. I'll be back and we can travel the world. Cause baby, you ain't got to worry about a thing. I could put you under my wing.
dreams.
If I can fly, if I can fly.
Thank you. even though it's been 6 days. I can't seem to focus yet. I'm not really sleeping much, and I do have some regrets, even though it's been 6 days. I can still smell your perfume every time I close my eyes, every time I'm in our room. And I cannot take the pain of lying in our bed alone. I've started sleeping on the floor now, going crazy on my own, even though it's been 6 days. And I know you're gone for good. I keep hoping you'll come back to me. I know you'd be here if you could. It's so dark and lonely now, and I just do not know how to go on living anyway. Since the angels came that day, even though it's been 6 days, I can't seem to focus yet. I'm not really sleeping much, and I know I have regrets. And even though we are apart now, I carry you inside of me, and you live on inside my heart now. And that is where always be. Even though it's been 6 days, even though you live on inside my heart now, you will live on inside my heart, even though, even though, even though, even though it's been, even though it's been 6 days.
Okay, just playing some music for my guests, and that was by John Michael Williams, and I was trying to say, I think I did play all that music. I want to play a couple more songs here. Another song by John Michael Williams is All My Life, and I'll be back.
I've waited for someone like you. All my life with breath bated, I've waited for you. I've walked down every sidewalk, up every one day you and I could meet.
I would live it for someone like you. All my life I would give it for someone like you. When you're feeling down, you're the only one I wanna be around. I need you. I want you. And I will love you all my life.
All my life I have hoped for someone like you.
All my life I have called for someone like you.
You're the one I will run to
when you're feeling down.
You're the only one
I wanna be around. I need. I want you, and I will love you all my
and just keeping up with doing some of the songs here from some past guests, and that was John Michael Williams with All My Life. So I played some of his music, and I do have some callers in the queue. And tonight was kind of like a dedication to the Fast and Furious franchise. For me, I know definitely it's going to be very bittersweet. Anybody out there, you know, I was trying to get some people who actually had worked on the set, was trying to get them to call in, but usually what happens to people that are really busy, they don't have time to call in, so I didn't have enough time to get people. Two people who I would have loved to have gotten on was Latif. I call him one of my Capoeira brothers who worked on the set. And Travis Wong, the thing is, I thought he did stunts because on IMDb, Travis Wong is listed in stunts, and I think he was helping coordinate stunts. So I was just reading off the IMDb page, so it says stunts, but I think when you put on your actors page and IMDb page, I don't know how they do that. I have an updated mind, so that's something there. So I think Travis Wong, working on the Furious 7, he's a very busy young man, so I'm hoping to get him as a guest in the future. Latif, if you actually look him up, he's done films. He's worked with Michael J. White. Hopefully, I will have him as a future guest. Once again, tonight, for all those, who love the Fast and the Furious series. For me, I'm doing this as a dedication and in much respect of Paul Walker passing away, trying to keep the memory alive. And for me personally, I've enjoyed the series. And I already know no one has to tell me. It's not a film that will win awards, and we all know one of the reasons why is at the Academy Awards, there's not really a lot of awards for the stunt community. And this is something where I've brought up time and time again, even though there's separate award shows, that with the Oscars, there's like everything, you know, like best actor, actress, makeup, wardrobe, sound, music, anything you can think of, but not really so much for stunts. In looking to see when people come back to me, when people get hurt on doing stunts, people say, well, that's what they get paid for. But what people don't know is, for me, myself, I've never really done big, big stunts, but things that I've worked on, independent films, it's you do get tired. It is so much hard work when you're doing there. And believe me, I worked in the snow up to my knees in freezing cold weather. I've been picked up and thrown around on sets. And these are just independent films. Now, I could picture these people that are working on these big sets that are stunts. I can picture how tired they are. These people are working 12 to 14 hours a day. And if you really think about it, for the people that are doing the stunts, you know, half the films out there wouldn't get made. There's stunts in comedy. There's stunts in dramas and such. So for me, Fast and the Furious, that's definitely a film that I'm looking forward on Saturday. And I can get to it. I'm very excited. I get to see it for free on Saturday. I'm going to have to bring the tissue. So there have been a couple people hanging on here in the queue. I don't know if they want to actually, you know, come on. So I'm going to bring them on. Because sometimes people do call in just to want to listen, but people can actually go to my Facebook page and they can click on a link. So I'm going to take who's ever been the longest on the queue, and that's usually how I do it. So let me see. This is going to be the first person.
Oh, hello.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing excellent. I've just been having a great day, and, you know, I tune in all the time to you, and I just love your show.
Oh, well, thank you.
April Fool, fuck your show. April Fool.
Yeah, whatever. April Fool's. This is something you come to expect. I don't let people stay in and call in and swear and all stuff. Like, this is not the show that I'm going to actually have. And something that I worked really hard for, that I am building up, where I connected with people out in California. And the thing is, working for what I want, I know this is something that I want to grow more. And it actually to give back is something where people that work in the independent films. And what people don't understand about independent films, people do sometimes have to take the money out of their own pocket, or they have to have fundraisers. So let's see. There is one more caller. Give me one moment. Let's see. I'm trying to click over. Oh, come on. Click over. It's not clicking over. Okay. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Does your pussy smell like God?
Okay. Not going to have it, I'm telling you. So it's April 1st, I get it, you know. People want to do these joke things calling in. It's just, I don't know, maybe people were drinking all day, I don't know. Let me see. Getting back to all the stunts and stuff, I did my promo in the beginning of the show opening up tonight. I'm on the... let's see, I'm so exhausted today. I've been working all day, and I had to come home, and I tried to set the show and made a few phone calls to see if some people could be a guest on my show to call in. One of the things that I am is I'm a board member on the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, and I'm raising money. And people can actually look that up. So, let's see. I wanted to play a song here. Let's see. I'm going to play Catapus and J-O-City, and I'm going to play it. Give me one moment. I'm going to play a couple more songs, and I'll be right back. This is Catapus and J.O. City, but it's Day Holland, so here we go.
Yeah. Catapee. One time. Yo, it's like life back in 93, sitting in place. All up in your face, yeah. Yo, Cat. So, drop the beat, okay. Yo, back in 93, I was sitting in place. Right. A young cat dude all up in your face. Rockin' Patrick Ewing kicks with the Jewins on the sleeve. Yeah. A pair of thick specs with demeanor, that's me. Now it's 2K13 and I got a little swag. Doing big things, so you know I got to brag. Got designer suits with the Jacobs on the wrist. Yeah. Below the DJ Henry band, I say it's patent fixed. And yeah, you know I got it going on. Looking like a phenomenon. You say you want a fact, like I'm Dawes Effect. With a booming type beat, get you checked into the neck. Now you know, I got it all down in place. Now I just need to fill this empty space. Win a round away girl, a down shorty girl, a girl that can make my world bigger than the world, that's word.
You are that girl.
You hit the floor. It's all good in the hood, cause you know we about to blow.
Now, girl, you know that I got your back.
Anything that's left, yo, that's wicked, wicked, whack. Cause you're the one for me, the star on my team, the girl that I'm looking for, the only one for me, and that's word.
You are that girl.
Looking all upset, that was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high, tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride, we'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine, you're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel real. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh.
A prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one. I won. What we playing for, she said. I said, for your heart, accept the invitation. Let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this.
Alrighty, and I'm back. I'm looking to see. I forgot to, let me see. I wanted to post. I want to play Jay Giannone's Inspiration. I'm just going to see. Playing Jay Giannone's Live on the Air. Okay, I'm actually going to play that now. Let's see, where is it? And this song is Inspiration by Jay Giannone, film brother, a man that has done much work out there in Hollywood and keeps on grinding. So here it is, dedicated to him, a man who says, you know, as long as you work for it, it can happen. And this is the song Inspiration by Jay Giannone.
Saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop. It's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme. My time to shine, no more sideline. I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall, but the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell, and I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop. It's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine. You you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder, in my room depressed, with this eviction notice facing homelessness. I'm at my best, right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real, when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall. But the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder, in my room depressed, with this eviction notice facing homelessness. I'm at my best, right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real, when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
Alrighty, and that was inspiration. I just didn't just play it once. I played it twice for one of my film brothers, Jay Giannone. It is his birthday today. Happy birthday, Jay Giannone, out there in California. So just playing some songs here, and I just wanted to wish him a happy, happy birthday out there. And he is doing his thing, so very, very happy for him. Oh, boy. I think this is like, I'm trying to think of stuff, other stuff that I wanted to talk about. Trying to think. Let's see. I don't know. I don't know what else I wanted to talk about. I'm just pulling up here, and I was waiting for someone to call in, and I must have been, I couldn't just pull it up because I was waiting to see if I could promote something, but I don't know. Phone kept dropping, so hopefully this person will call in soon. Unless I can, no, I don't think I can call out. I had troubles calling out before, so hopefully this person will call in. Let's see. Hey, Colin. I'm sending a message. Come on! Okay, I just sent a message. Let's see here. Sending another message. Okay, all right. I think I'm trying to see what songs did I not play. I think that was everything. I'm going to play another song. I'll be back. This is Feel by Laz and Kat, and I'll be back.
Yeah, Laz Ritz, Kat a B, Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9, y'all, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptus Studios, check it, yeah, yeah, yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love, I saw you walking by looking all upset, that was a cue for me, just the end of the set, to take you from your low, bring you to your high, tell you positive things like how you so fly, after the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's just the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But still, let's tell, don't waste no time.
Okay, once again, that was Feel by Laz and Kat at Tricepta Studios, and I actually got to be on that music video. I'm looking at some pictures from Time Life magazine, and they're just incredible, incredible pictures throughout the years, and just it's like 179 never seen photos of the past from Time Life, and that's what I'm actually looking at right now. I just really crazy, amazing, you know, to save these pictures. Oh, of course, there's all these like stupid commercial things on here that I'm trying to look at the pictures. And these commercial things keep popping up, and I'm trying to like. There's one. It shows letter from Gandhi sent to Adolf Hitler, and trying to like look at this, but this stupid thing is popping up, and I don't want to. Man, this really ruins it. That was actually, I guess, a real. It's showing a picture of a letter from Gandhi to Hitler writing to him. So this is really kind of cool to look at this, you know, these pictures from the past. But of course, there's all these stupid ads popping up, and just seeing parts of history on these pictures. But these stupid ads are popping up from this page because they have all these ads, but you want to see these Time Life photos, but you can't because of these ads. Okay. Oh, I got a call on queue. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Shelly. How are you? This is a friend of yours.
Is this Pauline?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What have you been up to? Anything?
Oh, just looking up some stuff in here. I'm just, you know, I've got the cats. They're like chilling out right now. They're finally calmed down. The other one, Rocky, little stinker. Someone put gnaws up his butt. I swear to God. Dream, you calling in tonight, I know that you had a product. If you can tell my, you know, people out there listening, can you tell me about your product that you're actually, I believe, selling, right?
Yes, I'm going to be starting my own business, or trying to anyway. It's Zeal Wellness. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of it before, but let me tell you a little bit about it and what it does for me. I've already lost a couple pounds. I feel more energized. You know, it's a great product, and I really enjoy it, you know. And, you know, if you want more energy, you want to feel a lack of sense of clarity, you often feel hungry, you know, do you often feel sad or anxious? And do you often feel like care or pair or anything like that? Well, many people are seeking changes in these categories and more in a short time. And love you all to try Zeal Wellness because of the changes that it has made in the quality of life. You know, everybody needs to start getting healthier. And the only way to do so, who wants to take 56 pills a day when you can take one little drink a day and get all your energy and all the vitamins that you need in one little drink? Wouldn't that be a good thing to do, Shelley?
Yeah, I definitely think that. I'm going from your page and what you had wrote. I'm actually posting my Facebook page. I'm always doing a few things at once here. And so it's something, so how would you take it? It says simply add water juice to the Zeal Wellness, the blend itself. So is it a flavor? Is it a powder? So what exactly is it?
It is a powder. It comes in a little bottle, a little 6-ounce bottle. You put 6 ounces of water to it, shake it up, and drink it down. That's all there is to it. One a day, and you're all set. You don't have to worry about anything else. You know.
Oh, wow. So does it have flavors? Does it have any type of flavors?
Yep. It has wild berry, we have grape, and we have tropical blend.
Which one's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
My favorite is tropical blend. That's my favorite.
Oh, wow. Merle, so you could probably so Merle's your husband, right?
Yeah, he drinks the wild berry. He likes that one. He's lost a couple pounds with it also. So, you know, it helps with the energy and it helps with your weight loss. It helps with your wellness all over. You know,
wow.
I have a website set up. If anybody's interested in trying it, they can check out my website and see what they think. You know, if they're interested in trying a six-pack is only $15. Be sent to you. You try it out, see what you think, and if you want more, you know, you can always go to my website and order more.
So what is your website? Like, give the listeners some, you know, you can contact probably you on your Facebook page or Pauline McKinney, or what is your website? Where can they go to look it up, the info more?
The website is pmckinney.tryzeal.me.
Okay, cool. So have you, do you know any responses from people that have tried it, or have you got any feedback?
Well, I've got a friend of mine that's been doing it for a little over 2 months. And she just came back from Texas, and she was awarded the regional manager of this area. And over 2 months,
oh, wow.
she's lost almost 10 pounds, and she feels energetic more and more every day.
So is this something where you feel fuller? I mean, how does it make you feel when you take it?
I feel more energy when I take it. I feel... it wakes me up more than just a bowl of cereal. It helps out a lot.
So when would you take it? Do you take it in the morning, or it'd probably be in the morning, right? Not at night.
Yeah, you take it in the morning. You can take it. Merle takes his at night, you know, and it helps him sleep better at night. He used to be up 3 or 4 times a night. Now with him taking it, you know, he takes it at night, like I said, and he sleeps the whole entire night, and it also does help with the sugar levels. So it's a good product for him, being a diabetic.
Oh, nice. I'm actually looking at it now. I'm going to your Facebook page. Pauline's name is Pauline McKinney, M, capital M, little C, capital K-I-N-N-E-Y. So that is her Facebook page, and people can inquire there and send her some messages. It's called Zervita. Isn't that correct? Zervita?
Zervita. Zervita.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing here. It looks like a cute little bottle. Of course, I can't really play the commercial, but I'm actually looking at it right now. It's showing people that are tired. You know, they're showing the coffee. I mean, I wish I could, you know, unless I get the permission to play it on here, I wouldn't mind doing it. But until then, I'm just, like, talking about the commercial, showing people running around. You know, the bottle, right. People look like they're exercising more. Looks like they're getting more energy. And so this doesn't have, like, any – it doesn't have a simulation or anything in it, does it? Does it have any caffeine or –
No caffeine.
So it's all natural?
All natural ingredients. Like I said, it's improving your overall health. And now, you know, there's two options for you to do. You can buy it at the best price possible, and that's about $2 a day. And the other is to earn your product for free when sharing and earning commission for helping even more people, which sounds like the best option. For you know which one is the best one for you. Do you want to sell it, become a distributor like I'm doing, or do you want to just buy it, use it every day? You know, there's a lot of people out there that are trying to do the business also, and you know, because they know that they can really make good money at it. Like I said, a friend of mine has been doing it for a little over 2 months. She's lost about 10 pounds, and she's got more energy, and she's gone to Tennessee back in the middle of February, I think it was, and she just came back from Texas for Zeal.
And she's so
regional manager up there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and just 2 months
so
she's done over.
That's incredible. So it's just from 2 months.
In 2 months, she's made good money, and she's very pleased. You know, she's going to Texas. She's going to, there's another one coming up the end of March in Austin, Texas. She's going to be going to that one.
Oh, wow.
She's really pleased
about definitely, it. You definitely got to get a little bit of more promotion on it, too.
She's also qualified for a car. She's made
really?
It qualified for a car, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Man, I think I want to get involved.
I personally think it's a good program, and that's why I jumped on the boat, because I want to give it a shot and see what I can do.
That wouldn't be too bad. So if someone was to, you know, wanted to get into this, would you, I mean, people that, if I had mentioned your name, say I wanted to start selling it myself, would you, like, you know, at some jobs you get a bonus or something like that? Would I be able to refer your name, or would something good happen for you?
Yep, it would help me. I'd get my commission out of it, and it would help grow my business.
Oh, cool. So it's like, you know, so it's like kind of everybody taking care of everybody.
Correct.
No, I'll definitely have to look on that, too. I didn't know too much about it because it's like, you know, sometimes I try to look into things. It was just like, you know, calling in at the last minute today, but I can look at tomorrow, and I can even have you back as a guest on my show so that I can, like, promote it a little bit more. So how does that sound?
That sounds like a plan. Let all everybody know out there that, you know, it is a good product. Like I said, comes in a little 6-ounce plastic jug. It's powder in there. You mix it up with water, drink it down, away you go. I do the Zeal shakes in the morning. That's what I take for breakfast. They have vanilla and chocolate. And I do the shakes in the morning. Again, you mix it up with water or milk, whichever one you want. Drink it down. And then probably around 10 o'clock, I'll drink my Zeal. And I'm full for the rest of the day.
Oh, wow. So how many So has it cut down on, like, your meal intake, or how it is? So
yeah,
are you eating less food, or?
Yeah, it's cut back on your meal intake. You know, I used to, you know, try to eat 3 meals a day. Now I'm lucky if I eat just one a day, only because I'm drinking my shake in the morning and doing my Zeal you know, mid-morning, and that's it. I don't feel hungry the rest of the day.
Oh, sweet. I am looking at what you're saying about the learn about the incentive. So it's like, does it taste very sweet? I mean, how does it taste? I know that you said about the flavors, but how does it actually taste?
It has a sweet taste to it, but it's not really a sweet taste. Like, there's only 11 grams of sugar in it, so it's not really that sweet.
Oh, okay. I got you. It does sound good. So, yeah, I'll have to have people check it out once again. It's called Zervita. Am I saying right? Zervita. Real Wellness. Am I saying
Zervita.
It right? Zervita.
Zervita,
okay.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure. So, you know, thank you for calling in, letting people know. And I'm definitely going to have you back in the show so that I can have you as a guest. And there'll be more time to talk about the product and give you a little bit more promotion. How's that sound?
Well, it sounds good, you know, and I can keep you, you know, get back in about a month or so, let you know how I'm doing weight-wise and health-wise and everything else like that, and, you know, see who's going to jump on the bandwagon with me and go from there.
Okay, it sounds good.
All right. Well, yeah, have a great night, Shelley.
All right, you too, Pauline. Have a good night.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
It's always fun, you know, definitely talk about, you know, people's products and what they're doing and stuff. So that was definitely a sweet treat to hear about it. I'm going to have to try that myself. You know, I'm always into trying some new health thing here. Pulling this up. Everybody thinks it's like, no, it's someone thinks I'm not doing, it's not April Fool's. It's not April Fool's. Fast and Furious Unstoppable Franchise Stay in High Gear. No, it's not a, no. It's not an April Fool's. I actually posted that. I'm like, no, it's not April Fool's. No, it isn't an April Fool's Day. They joke. Yesterday that wanted to do the next film in New York. Talks in the work. Talks in the making. So I'm just posting about that. Yeah, I know today's April Fool's Day. I know, but no, it is going to be, I'm not kidding, I'm not doing an April Fool's joke. It's not an April Fool's joke. There's a Fast and a Furious, you know, it's three more parts. It's no, not kidding. I think people think I'm trying to pull something old. I'm April Fool's. Yes, I know that's what people are thinking, but it's not. It's not. I'm pulling out a protein drink right now. Oh, man. Hi, kitties. They want to go to bed. Oh, I think I'm going to have a protein shake. Yes, I know, right now. Because you know why? Because I can. I'm so overtired right now. I'm like, what did I not play? Oh, my gosh. Where did it go? Battle Song is missing. Really? Seriously? I guess that song is missing. Do I even have it? Let me see if I can, like, download it. Damn! Where is it? Oh, what the? That's what's missing. So, I wonder if I have it in the music. Ow. Music. Let's see. Do I have it? That's the song that's missing. Every once in a while, Blog Talk Radio goes a little crazy. I'll have to get that off someone again. It's not in the queue. Okay. Let's see. Okay, let's pull this up. What is the last song that I do want to play? It's actually, I'm going to end the show with Back For Y'all. Is actually plays in the beginning. So here is Sacrifice, and everyone, thank you for a great show tonight. Crazy people out there. And no, it's not an April Fool's joke. I did read that Fast and the Furious 7 is going to have another 3 films, okay? It's not. I promise you, it's not an April Fool's joke. But everyone, thank you, and have a good night.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could have kicked the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I like when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth on the loose, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute, trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, waiting to be born. Warm from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking, rippers, pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition, and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, writing till I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for stitching magic, wisdom in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.